So, as part of, well, inspired by BBC Radio 4's A Shoebox of Snow, written by Julie Mayhew and coming out in September, I've been asking people about objects they own and the memories they associate with them. So, I'm here today with Jane. Hi, Jane.
Hello.
Yeah. Which object have you chosen?
I brought along a little Japanese doll, and you can get them in lots of shops. And inside this particular doll, it's orange and it's green. And inside this doll is a note, and it just says, "I love you, sis." And it's the history behind it is 4 years ago, on 13th of January 2007, my 17-year-old nephew, he'd work experience, and very, very excited as a sound engineer's assistant. He was oh, hi, it's okay. As a sound engineer's assistant, and he was going to work on his motorbike, and he got hit by a lorry.
Oh,
Somebody who didn't have a license, he fell off his
Oh,
motorbike
no.
and he hit a post.
Oh,
And the
gosh.
driver drove off and actually watched for 3/4 of an hour, and
No.
he died.
Oh, no,
And
that's
it was
terrible.
his first day at work, and he was so excited,
Oh,
and
God.
it was just it decimated my family. It
Yes,
was
yes.
we'd had a bit of a golden life until then, and to have somebody there 1 minute and not there, it
So
changes your
quickly.
entire perspective. But really, going back to the doll, I was always very close, and this is my sister-in-law. We always called each other sis. I was in Newcastle at the time, and I was on a trip. I had to fly back early, and it was the longest day of my life. And there's all little bits and pieces that you keep in your mind, like getting back. My brother's car parked at a funny angle. He was always so meticulous about his parking, and he had five children. And there's always been this enormous gap. It's such a cliche, but it's so true. But Kim gave me this doll to say thank you, because there was no one else. There was no one else, and I think I was able to help, and
You
that
had
was
to
such a good
support.
thing for me to be able to do. It was sort of like we had a massive funeral. We had 400 people there.
Oh
We
my
had
God, wow.
police cavalcade taking taking
Really?
yeah taking
Oh
Mark around
wow.
Penarth. People
Oh,
were
that's
so
lovely.
lovely, and it's a reminder, this doll, of our friendship, of our love for this 17-year-old boy who was so special. It's not just me saying that. He was an exceptional child. He was very, very kind. He was just, he fought all his life. He had speech difficulties, and he went to special school. He'd caught up. We actually got his AS results afterwards. My brother threw the motorbike away, as you would do. But there were all these things that went on. But life goes on, and you treasure the memories that you
You
have.
do,
Would you
you
have rather
remember
had him?
people
Yes.
through that,
So every time I look at that doll, it reminds me of Mark. It reminds me of my sister. It reminds me of that time and of how life does pass. Life is very transient, and you have to make the most of everything that you've got. And that doll has meant a lot to me, because I've gone through some interesting times recently. You can see it's affected the family. The ripples go on and on and on. And you just look at this one thing, and it just pulls everything together. Anyway, I don't know whether I've done my 3 minutes
No,
or not.
that's fantastic. Thank you very much
That's all right, no
indeed.
problem. I
Thank
think
you.
I probably went over.
No, that's brilliant. That's an amazing story.
Well, not
Well,
really,
no,
but it's
it's
a bit
lovely,
sad,
and
isn't
it's
it?
very well, yes, and it's very unusual. And the doll itself is very unusual with a note inside it as well. I haven't heard of that before.
No, it's really sweet. It was just it was a very it was awful, really, because nothing had ever happened. We'd been so lucky as a family. We'd
And then
never
that
had.
comes out of the
Oh,
blue,
Simon, it just knocked
yeah.
us for six. The things that went on, and all the things that this bloke didn't have a driving license. Then we had to go through the inquest. There was an autopsy, an inquest, and little bits and pieces that, like trying to get some of Mark's hair for Kim to keep and for his girlfriend was just. But the kindness of people.
But being there to be able to support as well.
Oh, God, yeah,
That
we got
really
two other
shows how
balloons.
the value
Oh,
of family when something
it
like that
does.
happens, and you can
It's just
really
like
understand.
you can see them, and on his funeral, everybody wore bright colours. We had 200 blue balloons that we released.
Oh,
And I
wow.
remember
That's incredible.
my brother just turned around to me and went,
Oh,
"Did you mess that up?" He said, "There's only 199." And at that
that's
point, another one just popped out.
Oh, there you go. Wow, how did he do
I don't know,
that?
but we all put messages in the balloons,
Oh, that's
and
nice.
they were all released with the balloons as well. So it was a sad time, but there was a lot to be
But it
learned
did
from it,
then.
and a strength and an appreciation of
Brought you
what you've
closer
got.
together as a family.
It did, it did. It was a very interesting time, but the kindness of people was unbelievable. I'm over now, aren't I?
No, that's fine. Thank you very much for that,
That's all
Jane.
right, no
Thank you.
problem. My pleasure.